3HL powered by B Tennessee Lottery. We've had this guest on before. Jeff Schwartz joins us now. He's got a podcast. Jeff Schwartz is smarter than you, and you can hear him on a variety of different places. Sirius XM, SB Nation, ESPN Radio. Jeff's everywhere, and he's here now. Jeff, good to have it. Good to have you again, man.
Man, it has been a wild day in the NFL, and I'm glad we got a couple minutes, maybe an hour or two of distraction today. So I'm glad the NFL kept business going.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, do you think it was the right decision to do that?
Well, you know, I was kind of torn beforehand. I tweeted this out a couple hours ago that I kind of thought it was going to be bad optics, but honestly, it doesn't feel that way. It feels like, and this is what sports is for a lot of people, right? It's a getaway from life. And, you know, today, at least, it's kind of been a getaway. I mean, today's been, if you take out football, it's been an awful day, right? I mean, we had another crash of the market. The airline industry is going in flames. The president, you know, said that we need to stay in crowds of 10 or less and basically stay home for the next 2 or 3 months, maybe even till July. I mean, it's been a terrible day.
Yeah.
But at least we get a couple hours of some NFL discussion. And then we're probably not going to get anything till, you know, after Brady signs at some point. We're going to get no sports until maybe July. So I'm going to enjoy a couple hours, and maybe that's selfish to me. I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy a couple hours of a break from what's happening around the world right now.
Well, we're going to jump into the Titans, but before we jump into the Titans, I want to talk about what I thought was fake whenever I first saw it, and that's the DeAndre Hopkins trade. 27-year-old DeAndre Hopkins headed to Arizona. We kind of have a running joke here in town. We call our Predators GM gangsta just by some of the trades that he's able to make. And I said today Arizona is just straight taking that gangsta title from David Poyle of the Preds with this move. What are your thoughts on it and what Bill O'Brien is doing?
So Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins for running back, right? And we'll get into this in a second. Running backs in the second contract, not worth it for team building.
Which you've always said, yes.
for a second-round draft pick. Odell was traded for first, a second, and a starting safety. So it's amazing. Bill O'Brien traded Hopkins and Clowney and did not get one first-round pick back. Look, I understand if you want to move on from him. I don't know why. I mean, obviously there was some sort of tension there. Bill O'Brien needs to grow up, it sounds like, and just deal with the diva wide receiver. But obviously the connection between him and Watkins was huge on the field. We saw it. It was so different that he made in that offense. Okay, you want to trade him, but like, get something back for him. Don't get back a running back who you're paying $10 million a year for. No, it's actually $13 million a year for. It's wild to me. It's just not good business. This is why coaches typically, outside of Belichick, do not make good general managers. We saw this with Andy Reid at the end of his Philadelphia stint, where he tried to do personnel, and he even has admitted that, look, that really didn't go very well. I shouldn't have done that. And coaching is hard to do when you're just coaching. Now imagine coaching, putting out a game plan, focusing on bettering yourself on the field, but also dealing with everything that happens in the front office. And there's also no one there to say no. There's no checks and balances. I mean, the owner probably isn't going to veto this stuff. Owner has other things to worry about, right? You know, most owners just aren't doing, aren't running their football team. So it's bad business, man. I obviously good for you guys as Titans, but Texans are a wreck.
Jeff Schwartz, our guest, former NFL offensive lineman, media personality, author, does a whole lot of things in the media world now. I noticed you were having some conversations via Twitter with various Titans fans about the Ryan Tannehill deal. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so look, here's what I would have put the franchise tag on Tannehill and let Henry walk. Obviously, it's not what the Titans did. You know, my thing with Tannehill, first of all, Titans fans have failed to understand what the actual deal is and the structure of the deal, which is, look, you can't argue with me if you don't understand the deal. Here's the deal, guys. You guys have said to this 1,000 times. It's either there's three options for this deal, essentially. It's a one-year deal where you have to pay year two. So if you cut him after 1 year, you're on the hook for year two.
Yep.
If you cut him after year two, you're on the hook for year three, because year three, you know, vests basically the fifth day of 2021 year. Everyone's saying it's a 2-year deal for $40 million. It's not. You see, first of all, you can't argue with me if you can't read a tweet, okay? So, here's the deal. In year seven, he had his best season, best half of the season, right? And we know that a lot of it was throwing the ball deep and play-action pass. A lot of it was being able to ride Derrick Henry in the playoffs. And there's just really no one in NFL history. I mean, maybe Kurt Warner is the guy you could point to that kind of came out of nowhere and became a Super Bowl winning quarterback, right? The goal is to win a Super Bowl, right? And Warner played on like the greatest offense of all time. And he played a Hall of Fame left tackle, a Hall of Fame running back, and probably Hall of Fame wide receiver. And I mean, right, he played with a great, great team. He was great, on that team too. I just don't see it. Like, there's no precedent for Ryan Tannehill becoming some elite quarterback that leads you to Super Bowl. And I think they're falling in the trap of having a good half season. I know they went to the championship game, but we saw as soon as they had to throw the ball, they weren't coming back in that game. And I just think it's a mistake. I would have disfranchised him, let him play 1 year. If it goes well, then you pay him in the middle of the season or whenever you want to do it. And yeah, you might have to pay him more money. So be it. Cap should go up next year by a lot. It just doesn't seem like there's just no history of this working out. I think that's important when we look at deals. I think the NFL, it's kind of set in stone on how a lot of these things work. And maybe Tannehill is the one player who buck all the trends.
Jeff Schwartz, our guest. You were on with us fairly recently, and we asked about Derrick Henry. And at that point, you said, I'm just not a second big contract for running backs guy. He winds up getting the franchise tag. What did you ultimately think about how that was handled?
I mean, I guess $10 million for 1 year is not the worst deal. It's better than giving him a long-term deal. But again, I mean, like, you could have given Tannehill the franchise tag, saved the money on Henry and gone out and drafted a running back in the fourth round and got yourself, another cornerback in free agency. You got yourself another pass rusher in free agency. The attachment to running backs in the NFL, and look, again, I played with Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Jonathan Stewart. I played with great running backs. Right? They made my career. I love playing with running backs. But the data shows that paying a running back anything more than a rookie contract, even a first-round draft pick, is a waste of, in my opinion, waste of resources. Doesn't help you win games. Look at the Super Bowl. Two teams that had seventh-round and undrafted rookies as their running backs. We saw that a lot of teams with just top running backs didn't make the playoffs. Like, it doesn't help you win. And you could be intoxicated by half a season of success. I get that's the way kind of this league works from time to time, but I just don't think it's prudent to do that. And I guess a franchise tag is better than a long-term deal. I know everyone will think I'm a hater, but show me the proof. Show me the proof of where the way this is set up now leads to Super Bowl, because I haven't seen it.
So you don't think, and I'm just asking this because this is kind of the argument of Titans fans, and I kind of lean this way with Derrick Henry, that there is the one or two guys like that do help you win games, that do just completely transcend your offense, that Derrick Henry is one of those guys. You don't think that exists at the
you're down 28-17 in Kansas City. Are you winning with Derrick Henry or are you winning with Ryan Tannehill? I mean, it works. It works.
Although I do think they went away from Derrick Henry too soon in that game. But
well, possibly, but you also got stuffed on 3rd-and-1. I mean, it was a false start. But still, I mean, like, the thing about it is I feel like in the NFL now, and really in all sports, in my opinion, you want to be flexible with your ability to do different things, right? So you want to be able to run when you have to run, pass when you have to run. And I would argue now, in the NFL, you want to pass more often. But you want to be able to pass and run when you have to, right? So whatever the game plan dictates, you can do it. And I feel like when you pay a running back, you feel way too invested in having to run the football, having to do that. And then when you get behind in games, it just doesn't work. We see the Ravens now in small sample size in two playoff games, and you guys beat them, right? Like, you saw what happened. As soon as you decided, I'm taking the run game away, they had no opportunity to kind of transition to a passing game. And I feel like that's what happens when you pay these running backs, is you get so enamored with wanting to run the football that when it's time to pass the ball because you're behind in a game, you just can't do it. And that's my concern, is that, yeah, Derrick Henry's a good player. I'm not taking away from the player he is. He's a fantastic running back. The Titans offensive line played well last year. That's all true, but the history has shown that you pay Todd Gurley, you pay David Johnson, DeMarco Murray even back in the day, Zeke Zeke Elliott played well last year, but they didn't make the playoffs. It's not leading to wins and not leading to Super Bowls. And that's the goal, is to win a Super Bowl, right? So I just look at all that and think to myself, why are we spending time paying running backs?
Real quick, just a couple seconds left here, but Titans now about $28 million is what they have to work with. What do you think they do with Jack Conklin?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's going to get a lot of money.
probably elsewhere, huh?
This is a great tackle class. I don't know what the Titans want to do in the first round, but if they have that pick, they could easily just let Conklin walk and take a tackle in the first round. And probably get, there's five guys you probably start right away at offensive tackle. And they might not be in a position to get him so late in the first round. Maybe the Jones kid from Houston. I would let him walk and draft someone. It's a big tackle class.
Great point.
Man, we appreciate the time. Thanks, Jeff. As always, at Jeff Schwartz on Twitter and, again, everywhere, SB Nation, Sirius, XM, NFL, ESPN Radio. Man, you are a media mogul. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Always good to catch up with Jeff Schwartz. Always good to catch up with the